Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Payton dribbles at midcourt, cut off by Booker, picks up his dribble, finds Post with a second to spare. Pajemski on the right side, comes middle with a handle, waits for Curry, now with seven, has to go to work. Dribbles into Curry, deep sideline, three on the way, got it! Curry! 112-105, Goodwin thought he was close enough. He was not. We will have the honor and pleasure to talk with number 30. He's going to take that walk over to the headset, slide that one on. Steph, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, well, I can tell you're a little weary. You guys put out a lot of effort in that game to win. How big was this victory?
There are moments in a season where you kind of need a get-right win, no matter how ugly it is. And tonight was that night. Choppy, weird game in the first half. We lose Draymond, and the way we fought back, the way Will Richard stayed ready, Pat coming back off of his absence, guys just, you know, stepping up to the challenge. Gee coming in the fourth quarter, making great plays. It was awesome to see, because we knew it's the old saying, it's never pretty digging yourself out of a hole, and that's what tonight was.
Yeah, you mentioned Richard and Spencer, Santos, I'll throw GP2 into that mix. How important is their scrappiness to this Warrior team?
It's huge. We're not the biggest team. We're not the most athletic team, so you have to have, you know, an all-out effort on the defensive end, you know, running the floor, getting into bodies. You know, Devin Booker had a great night, but you just try to make him work all night, and those guys, even getting us extra possessions, that is huge for us when things aren't going your way.
Tonight, for your game tonight, they're looking at you. They're trying to blanket you at times. You know, what do you try to do when you're facing a defense you know that's always going to be looking at you?
Just be aggressive, but try to make the right play. There was a couple times I got sped up and got into traffic and turned it over. But for the most part, it was decisive basketball, you know, getting into the lane, trying to kick it. Even though I didn't have a shooting a good rhythm shooting it, just sticking with it and made some in the fourth quarter. So stay confident.
With this victory tonight, you know, can you guys get back into your flow that you have shown you can do it at various times this season?
We hope so. I think the biggest thing is, you know, without Draymond like we were tonight, we had 10 guys that knew what they were supposed to do when they came on the floor. And if we can continue that, you give yourself a great chance to put a string of good performances together, control what you can control, and hopefully that leads to wins because we need them.
Still a chance for your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, how'd you read my mind? I was about to give them a big-time shout-out in NFC South race tomorrow against Tampa Bay. And I'm ready. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
There you go. That's a go. Get the brood ready. Put them on the couch and say, Dad's watching football.
That is right. Keep pounding, as we say in Carolina.
All right. Hey, I always appreciate the time, my friend. I really do, and I hope you and yours, if I don't get to talk to you, have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you very much. And if anything, we're making your 31st year really eventful. So, as always, check him out on @WarriorsVox.
Thank you, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Stephen Curry, our guest, 119-116. Well, the Phoenix Suns started this game shooting 70% from the floor in the first quarter. And, you kind of figured that wasn't going to last, but, boy, they were getting a lot of easy buckets, and they were getting to the rim, and it was really trouble time for the Warriors. They were down 44-32 at the end of one. Anytime you surrender a 40-point quarter in a game, that is not a very good sign. But to do that and come back and win, that's a really good sign for Golden State. And a part of it was they forced 12 turnovers in the last three quarters. The Suns cooled off. The Warrior defense got a little bit better, 47.7%. And then getting into the bonus was huge in the third quarter when the Warriors outscored the Suns 29-20, took a lead into the fourth, held them off coming down the stretch. And, you got to be impressed with what the Suns have been able to do with their roster the way it is right now. And have a team that's above 500. They've really done a nice job with it, and they have good chemistry. You can tell that. But the Warriors tonight, I thought, kind of started to get back to the team they have to be. with the lineup that they have and the roster they have, I think they have to play in a they have to be really, I hate to use the word scrappy, it sounds kind of syrupy, but they have to be a team that is going to win the hustle plays. They have to be a team that's going to win offensive rebounds tonight, 17-10. That led to a 26-11 advantage in second chance points. They have to be a team that has to be able to get steals and loose balls and that. Steals tonight, 11-9, favoring the Suns. Suns, one of the best teams with steals in the league. And I think the Warriors are right up there with them. Phoenix currently number one in the league. They get 11 steals a night. So they got their average. Warriors got a little bit below their average, but still, that's a pretty even type of match there. And even though the Warriors turned the ball over 20 times, they got up four more shots than the Suns. And they were 18-24 from the free throw line. Suns were 20-24. So the hustle plays, those offensive rebounds, those all matter. And tonight they found guys that were doing that. Gary Payton II, almost 19 minutes of court time. If you look at points, well, he only had 5 points. Okay, so what? But 8 rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds, 3 assists. He had a steal. He had a block shot. And we know he's an irritating defender. You know, when the other team is bringing the ball up, they don't want to see GP2 as that defender. Guy Santos didn't play for 3 quarters, started the 4th quarter, played 6 minutes, got a couple of boards, got 2 steals, ended up with 5 points. And, again, just little things like that. Pat Spencer gave him a good 10 minutes, was a +4 on the night. Will Richard hadn't played in 3 games, scores 20 points. Scored 20 points and was 6 of 7 from the field, 4 of 4 from 3, 4 of 4 from the line with 5 rebounds. And he had a game where you look at him and did a lot of very good things out there. And what's most impressive about that, I don't know a lot of rookies who can sit for 3 games and come in and do that. And it's the second time he scored 20 or more. He had 30, of course, when he started in Sacramento earlier this year. Curry with 28, our postgame guest, 9 boards, 6 assists. He had a steal as well. Jimmy Butler was good. He had 25. Draymond Green gets ejected in the 2nd quarter. It almost turned the game, you know, in a bad way for Golden State. Draymond got 2 tees at the 10:39 mark. Steve Kerr got teed up at the 10:39 mark. But since that point, the Warriors kind of banded together, if you will, and outfought Phoenix the rest of the way. It's not exactly the way, you know, you would have drawn it up. You'd like to have Draymond out there, but it's the way it ended up. And I think the Warriors have a lot of things they can build upon for this game. And I think the other part about this, you know, when you have a deep team, players of very similar sizes and abilities. And so I think the message I think that they could take away from this game is you're not going to get out there and make something happen. If you're not going to get out there and, you know, have an impact when you're on the floor, then a positive impact, then they're going to go find somebody else because they have bodies that can do that. That promotes competition. It promotes guys staying locked in even when they're not playing, like Will Richard did. And I think that, you know, in the long term, that's going to be good. Now, you know, players are human beings and they want to play all the time, and there would be nights where a couple of guys aren't going to play, like tonight. Buddy Hield didn't get in the game, and he's one of the biggest iron men in the NBA. You know, last year he got traded, played more than 82 games. So, you know, him not getting into a game is kind of a story, you know, especially from Buddy's perspective. But I think, you know, for the Warriors tonight, they found other guys who were doing the job, and Steve Kerr had to stay with those. So they snapped the losing streak, get ready for Orlando on Monday, and, you know, a fun game to call and a fun game, you know, to watch over the course of the evening. 14 in the first half for Curry, 14 in the 4th quarter for Stephen Curry to help close out this win.